welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah.
Welcome to another episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything. I'm your host, Josiah, at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. All right, guys, I dropped a Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes a few weeks ago. I'm going to go through this in a nutshell if you guys are first-time listeners. Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes is a podcast where I take down topics, any topic about anything. I do talk about everything. I break down the definition of what it is, a topic. And then I will give you guys my personal experiences, thoughts, opinions, ideas on that particular topic and or subject. It's an open-based, free-form, just conversational piece, but it's something I do. So a few weeks ago, I came up with one that I had written late last year, 2019, and it was a two-parter, or it turned into a two-parter. And if you guys have not heard that one, you guys don't need to. They're just more companion pieces more than anything. There are going to be several similarities, but besides that, that's all you're going to get. This one's going to be an interesting one because I wrote one in particular, which was episode one, and then it took me down this route to write this one congruently with the other one, which was pretty interesting to do and to see if I could pull off. But the comments that you guys left on the last episode, I completely appreciate. So if you guys dig the podcast, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, if you guys subscribe in Podbean, you can see the little bunny rabbit, which is weird. But if you ever see that bunny rabbit, it's going to be a Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. If you see the microphone-looking face with the beard, that's going to be an Audio Chronicles. And the Comic Syndicate is very obvious. Okay. In saying all those things, feel free to share the podcast. The only way you can find the Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes podcast is under the Comic Syndicate banner. So please subscribe. Share the podcast more than anything. But subscribe in Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, Podchaser, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. All right, let's hit this topic real quick because I might run long. I am going to go through a few basic premises and things, and I'm going to ask you guys, listeners, family, friends, you listeners I look at as friends anyways. So play a game with me. I'm probably going to violate you this episode. So on top of that, let me violate you. So a few episodes ago of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, I spoke about penmanship, the art or skill of writing by hand, exercises in penmanship. I went through good handwriting is legible, fluent, and efficient. If these basic skills can be translated to writing letters, words, and sentences, then all of the requirements for developing legible, fluid, fatigue-free, efficient, and individual handwriting are fulfilled. I asked a few questions on that one that I'm going to toss back out because it's going to lead down a different route and road than I'm pretty sure a lot of you listeners were expecting, which was dope. Honestly, I have to say that you guys were fucking hilarious. Like, I put up last week, okay, so I'm going to put up a Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes or an episode of the Comic Syndicate, and you guys are rad. I heard so many dives. So that was very cool to see that you guys wanted something different than what the Comic Syndicate had to offer, and the host of this show, yes, I bring something different than what the Comic Syndicate, that asshole host, has to offer. So I did ask a few questions, though. How do you guys feel about your own penmanship? When you guys do write, do you guys write in printing or in cursive / handwriting? When you write, do you prefer to write in a pen or with a pencil? Which, again, most should be pen, depending on the age of the listener, I guess, for the most part. All right. I went through how to improve your and improve your handwriting. We don't need to go into that structure yet. How do you write perfectly? Methods of writing neatly. Hold your pen or pencil properly. Engage your whole arm when writing. Practice with simple lines and circles. Move on to writing individual letters. Practice writing out entire paragraphs. Take it slow. Write by hand whenever possible. So, lots of thoughts went into this one as I'm writing it. Literally by hand, writing it. I came up with a few other questions on top of that. How do you consume, use, or create entertainment? And I know that sounds so all-encompassing, but it kind of is. So when you guys create something, how do you guys go about it? Do you guys type it out? When you guys consume entertainment, do you guys read a book? Do you guys read the newspaper? I know it's a dying breed, yes. Do you guys read news strictly online? Which, honestly, everything is going online. I love writing so much, though physical pen to paper in my composition notebooks where this was that spark, that passion to want to write this particular past two shows, honestly. So, how do you consume, create entertainment? And what tools do you use? Obviously, if you're going to consume it, if you're going to stream something, it's going to be online, so it's going to be computer anyways, or your phone, which is still creating that way. Do you guys write notes for yourselves? Do you guys write anything in general anymore? All right, so continuing on, let's see. Where do you guys currently lay on writing in general? Again, so same type of deal. And then a few things that I went down is when you do write, and maybe this is just for the writers that do create. And again, the feedback was really awesome because I heard a lot of good stories on the side. I saw a few diaries. I saw a few people. I saw long paragraphs of people telling me how they work and how they integrate both writing, brainstorming, getting it, jotting it down on paper, getting their thoughts, ideas together, and then reading it off from laptop or weird thing. And not even weird things, honestly, because recording sometimes I do, especially the other podcasts, I use my laptop because I have so many moving parts going at the same time. But this is all something I wrote and did homework for and pulled. And yes, I did print out, but I'm making notes on everything and highlighting shit as I went along. So the way I feel about my writing is the way people feel. The comparison, again, would be people when they hear their voices on a voice message box. We hate the sound of our voices. Women who have straight hair want curly hair because they hate their hair, and vice versa with women. They want curly hair, straight hair, back and forth. It's a thing. You women know what I'm talking about. If you guys like the sound of your voice, awesome. I'm not one of those people. But this is even more slightly personal or more personal. Have you guys ever asked yourselves, why is my handwriting so sloppy? So dysgraphia is a problem that is not caused by attentional problems or lack of handwriting practice. Handwriting that is sloppy usually deteriorates over the years. Dysgraphic handwriting shows poor structural form from the beginning when the child is just learning how to form letters. All right, so that's one of the things I came across. You know, that was just my own personal thing. So continue on and honestly dissecting how I feel about my writing is a lot of these things. So I wanted to know how you guys feel about this. What does writing in all caps to me? Or to, you know, write it mean to me, I guess, for my personality, because I know I write a lot. And when I do write these reviews, I go off and everything is printed in caps. So if I was doing it, typing on a typewriter computer, I know a typewriter, if I was typing it out, it would be like as if I was coming across yelling at someone. But when you put it down physical form to paper, it comes off differently. But I'm like, it was one of those triggers where I'm like, okay, well, let me deep dive this a little bit more. So I'm going to ask you guys to do several things. What does writing in all caps to me mean to me personally? I keep doing that. People who have all caps handwriting feel a compulsive need to sift their emotions through reason. They seldom allow their feelings to come out spontaneously. In fact, they also repress their feelings primarily because they are suspicious or defensive. Okay. So again, how do you guys feel about your own writing? Which type of writing gives you the most information about the writer? Print, cursive, or a blend of print and cursive? All right, guys. Now, this is the point where I'm going to get you guys all involved. It only took 10 minutes to get there. I want you guys to grab a pen, hopefully lined paper, a notebook, a composition notebook, a cue card, anything that has lines on it. And I want you guys to write several sentences for me. And it's going to be fill in the blank. So fill in the blank for me. So if you guys need some time to grab this stuff, put this podcast on pause right now. And then, yes, I'm going to make you do it. But hopefully it's going to be interesting and hopefully you guys can get lost in the world or what I have to talk about for a good another half an hour. I'm going to go about 40 minutes this one. All right. Did you guys put me on pause? Are you guys back? Do you guys have a pen and paper? Can you guys write down this first sentence for me? Write this one in handwriting, please. My favorite podcast is The Comic Syndicate. It does not have to be The Comic Syndicate. My favorite podcast is Fill in the Blank, The Joe Rogan Podcast, Hollywood Babylon, The 2OC Podcast, The Out of the Blank Podcast. Those podcasts are awesome to listen to. Anyways, those are cool cats. But again, fill in the blank. All in cursive. Now, if you guys are done with that one, now write it in printing. Non-cursive, of course. So now, not handwriting. Write it out perfectly. My favorite podcast is The Comic Syndicate. All right. And if you guys need some time, definitely put it on pause and come back. I'm not going to go anywhere. But just put it on pause because I'm going to go through these with my own writing and I'm going to dissect myself along with you guys that are playing along. I hope you guys aren't scared yet because I am going to get in your head a little bit and I'm going to violate you. All right, so here we go, guys. It's no surprise that you can learn a lot about someone based on what they write. However, did you know that you can learn just as much about them based on how they write? In fact, a person's handwriting can actually provide an in-depth look into their personality. Graphology. The study of handwriting is a useful tool in determining what someone is like. Graphologists believe that handwriting can be a window into the mind of the writer. And by analyzing how someone transcribes letters and words onto a page, you can analyze their psychological profile. All right, so you guys have those sentences written down. If you guys want to do anything else, do write another one, dude. What the flying fuck were you thinking? A little bit of alliteration, or the retarded reindeer ran right off the roof. Again, put it on pause and write those down. And anyone that would get offensive by that, the rectangular reindeer ran right off the roof. So it's more of a tongue twister. Those are all off the top of my head, but I love alliteration. So put it on pause, write those down. Let's go through it and analyze our own writing together. First one's going to be observing the sizing and spacing. All right, number one, look at the size of the letters. And this goes for both guys. So both sentences or all three sentences you wrote. Now, how do you guys feel about this? All right, this is the first and most basic observation you can make about someone's handwriting. You're going to hear helicopters, most likely, and airplanes, and probably motorcycles. There are a lot of motorcycles out here. But fuck it. Continuing on to determine what size the handwriting would be classified, visualize the paper you might have learned to write on as children. It is lined paper with faint midlines down the center of each line. Small letters would fall between the midline, average letters hit the middle, and large letters take up the entire line. Old schoolers, you guys know this. Large letters are a sign that someone is pretty outgoing, sociable, and may like being the center of attention. However, it can also indicate false confidence and a desire to be something they're not. Okay, when I write, you guys have seen my writing, all caps, but I write small for the most part. It depends on college rule, I guess. I go about halfway through or maybe about three quarters of it, so it really depends. Small letters, though, can mean someone is more shy and timid. Small letters can also indicate meticulousness and intense focus. Kind of do write small when I need to fit so much in at a certain time. But looking at what you guys have, how do you guys have it written so far? I'm looking at mine. Average size letters mean the person is well adjusted and adaptable. They occupy a nice middle ground between two extremes. So if I'm writing college rule, I'm halfway. So I'm about average. I mean, how are you guys so far looking on yours? That's why I said grab something and space it out. Next one is going to be to examine the gaps between words and letters. Words that are scrunched together tightly indicate that I do that all the time. Indicate that the person dislikes being alone. Interesting. They probably choose to be around people as much as possible. Okay. And may have issues respecting the bubble. You know what? I'm a hugger. So that would make sense. The bubble of personal space, if they use wide spaces between words and letters, they enjoy independence and open spaces. They don't like to be overwhelmed and they value their freedom. Okay, interesting. Well, let me go through both of those. So when I write in cursive in handwriting, my words are further apart. And when I write in, you know what, both of them, they're further apart. So my lettering are tight knit and the words when I put them down on paper are further apart, but you can tell the next sentence or the next word in the structure, I guess. So I guess I would go, examine the gaps between words and letters. I do both, I guess. How about you guys? How are you guys looking so far? Number three, check out the margins of the page. Did they write all over or did they leave spaces around the edges? All right, so if you guys know what margins are, and if you guys did grab paper, you guys should be able to see it. They left a larger margin on the left side of the page. They may be someone who dwells in the past a little bit. On the other hand, those who leave spaces on the right-hand margin may worry too much about the future and get anxiety thinking about what's ahead. A person who writes all over the page is probably a bit spastic with a racing mind. Okay, when I write line by line, I leave the space, the margin on the whole left side, but I will fill up the full panel page of the when I'm writing and then start the next sequence down on the next margin line. How do you guys write? Do you guys stop margin to margin? And that's what it's asking you. The next part's going to be part two, analyzing the style. First one is going to be study printed letters. There are several letters in the alphabet that can be written different ways, and everyone develops their own style and preference, obviously. Someone's method of writing. Certain letters can be great clues into their personality. A narrow loop in the lowercase e can indicate skepticism or suspicion towards others. This person may be guarded and stoic. A wide loop. Okay, so let me go first of all to my E. And how do I write my E's? Are a narrow loop in the lowercase E. You know what? I guess that would be. Can indicate skepticism or suspicion towards others. Okay, so I'm that person. A person who dots their lowercase I. May be more creative and free-spirited than a person who dots the I right on top. All right, let's dissect our eyes. Those people tend to be more structured and detail-oriented. If the dot on the I is an open circle, interesting, the person may be more spirited and childlike. So my dotting of the I is right above the line, so... Am I high on my eye? When I write in cursive, my eye is way ahead or higher. But when I write in printing, it's literally right above the line. So I guess both. But I wanted you guys to see the structure of each of these. When it comes to the capital L, look how the writer uses it. When they are referring to themselves by saying I, I'm sorry, did I say L? I meant I. I is the letter bigger than the rest of the words. Okay, is the letter bigger than the rest of the words? Someone who uses a large I may be cocky, might be me, and a little overly confident. If the capital I is the same size or smaller than the rest of the words, they are content with who they are. Where is my I at? You know what? I should put I like the comic syndicate. You know what? When I do write, I would say my I is larger slightly than everything, but I put, I don't know, the way my writing structure is very weird. So I would say, honestly, my I is above the rest of the lettering, if that makes sense to you guys. All right, let's talk about crossing your T's. Crossing a T with a long line indicates enthusiasm and determination. A short cross can be a sign of apathy and a lack of determination. Crossing a T very high up can mimic having high goals and high esteem, while crossing the T low can indicate the opposite. All right, let's look at my T's. Where did I cross them? It doesn't look like a cross. The only time it looks like a cross is when I write in parentheses. Crossing T with a long line. My long line. You know what? I guess it's a long line. Indicates enthusiasm and determination. So I don't have a short cross. I have a long cross. How high do you go with it, too? High goals. So mine is middle. All right. So I guess I'm in the middle, I guess. Next one is going to be second part. Observe cursive letters. Let's go back into that now. Of course, not every writing sample you obtain will contain both printed and cursive letters, but you will get the most information if you can examine both. Cursive writing provides new clues that you cannot get from printed writing. Looking at the lowercase I, a narrow loop in the I can be a sign of tension caused by limiting or restricting yourself. I'm sorry, that might have been an L. While a wide loop may mean you're more unstructured. Okay, easy going and relax. Check out the lowercase S's. A rounded S may mean the writer likes to keep the people around them happy, preferring to stay out of confrontations. I don't mind confrontations. A pointer S is a sign that someone is curious, hardworking, and ambitious. Finally, if the S widens out at the bottom, the writer may not be pursuing the job or relationships that they genuinely desire. The length and width of the lowercase y can tell you something. A skinny y can indicate that the writer is picky when choosing friends. I literally had to put that on pause. While a broad y means they approach friendship with a more the merrier approach. A long Y suggests a person loves to explore and travel, while a short Y may suggest the person would prefer to stay at home. All right, guys, I'm going to give you guys a lot of information, and thank goodness you guys have the time to put it on pause and structure and look at how you write things out. This is why I thought it was fun to write this one out and play this game along with you guys. Number three, scrutinize the shape of letters. A writer that uses loopy, rounded letters tends to be more imaginative, creative, and artistic. Pointed letters, that would be me, pointed letters can indicate intensity. No, I don't really use pointed letters. All right, aggression and intelligence. If the letters all connect together, the writer may be more orderly and methodical. You know what? I kind of have that more so than anything. Number four, inspect the signature. All right, there you guys go. Write your name. Write your full name in cursive. Here we go. An illegible signature can be a sign that the writer is reserved and private. A legible signature indicates that they are more self-assured and content with themselves. A quickly scrawled signature may also mean that the signer is impatient and appreciates efficiency. A careful signature can show that the signer is precise and independent. I probably don't rush through it. I like it to be legible somewhat. I don't know. My J's and A's, at least. Next one is going to be part three, noting slanting, pressure, and deviations. Part one, look at the slanting on the words and letters. The words may slant to the right or to the left. I think I slant to the left, honestly. Or they may be perfectly upright. Depends on, honestly, to pull the curtains back on this one, when I'm writing in my composition notebooks, depends on where I'm at. If I'm on my lawn chair and writing, my Steelers lawn chair of all things, yes, that's a thing for me. I write different ways, and it depends on where I'm at writing, like to get comfortable position-wise, change his mind. But I know it's either straight up or I lean towards the left. I know that sounds terrible. I lean towards the left. How do you guys lean? Okay, the words may slant to the left or to the right, or they might be perfectly upright. If they slant to the right, the writer is probably more on the easygoing side. Always looking to try new things and meet new people. That would be me, but my writing slants to the left. Writers whose words slant to the left may keep to themselves a bit more, enjoying their solitude. Okay, and anonymity. There we go. Jeez, if a person's writing is a straight up and down, they are probably rational and level-headed. I'm going to keep that in, by the way, for you guys. You guys are like assholes. Why don't you guys try it, though? There is one catch to this, though. If the writer is left-handed, I'm not, I'm a righty, the analysis of the right and left slanting should be switched. In other words, if a left-handed person slants their words to the right, obviously, you guys get that. Next one is going to be, is actually determine how much pressure they used to write. You can figure this out by the darkness and intensity of the ink on the page. Okay, several people have brought this to my attention. When I was young, when I was in elementary, way back in the day, I'm a child of the 80s. I was born in 80 straight up. So I remember the printing and how to learn cursive in the ABCs were legit printing and the cursive ABC, of course. Now, at what point did schools drop this? You know, we had presidents up there too, and I can name all the presidents. But we live in a different generation. I mean, we have Common Core math now, but this is one of those tools we learned too. Like, I remember being told as a kid, make sure it's bold. And teachers, depending on the teacher, and you were using pencil, by the way, you can see the mark on the back of the page. And it was like this weird brownish page. It wasn't white paper. That sounds terrible. It wasn't composition notebook paper, as I'm making myself laugh about it. It was recycled paper. I mean, we learned how to recycle back then too. So using this recycled paper, though, depends on the teacher and the writing style, I guess. Penmanship. And I know certain people, I don't do this in particular. But when you write, how much pressure do you guys put on? Now, it depends on several things. For me, I don't like my ink to bleed through the back of my page. And on top of that, if the ink does automatically bleed through the back of my page, that will give me no right, need, or want to ever write on the same page on the back of it, if that makes sense to you guys. Like, I don't want my work to bleed through each other, if that makes sense. I'm trying to just describe how I feel about it. And I know several people do flip their pages over and they attack another page. So technically, a one page is two pages. That's not my writing style. That's just not. But again, this is encompassing, how do we all do these things that we should, I thought it was a good talking point again. Again, determine how much pressure they used to write. You can figure this out by the darkness and intensity of the ink on the page, or perhaps by flipping the paper over and seeing if there are indentations from the pen. People who write with heavy pressure usually take things pretty seriously, but they may also be rigid and volatile. People who write very lightly are generally sensitive and compassionate. Okay, interesting. So the whole bleeding through the back, that would make sense. I'm not sensitive and I'm more compassionate as I get older now, but I also find myself more sensitive as a man now, or at least aware that I'm passionate. So that could be a change of my writing style. Although they may also lack energy and liveliness. I'm full of energy and liveliness. I don't know. I'm learning these things. Hopefully you guys are learning a few things as well. Third and last part is going to be look for sections of handwriting that stand out from the rest. This could be a tiny, cramped writing that looks out of place in a document filled with large, spacey handwriting. Maybe there is a segment of writing that looks rushed, while the rest looks meticulously written. Pay close attention to this. Writing that looks different from the rest can indicate uncertainty or even a lie. All right, well, let me tell you a truth, ending on that. When I do write, though, when I write my, okay, when I go home before all this, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Wednesdays I normally record, I do nothing but laundry when getting out of the office, Mondays, Tuesdays. Even Wednesdays while I'm recording, I have a load of laundry in ready to go. Now, granted, this is when I still had a second job. Working the second job, I didn't have time to do it. So any night I can have a nightcap, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, off from the second job. I normally enjoy a fucking beer. Because I figure, Josias, you work a grip, dude. So no one can tell you fucking don't deserve a beer. So when I do write, when I'm like six beers in, that's when you guys can catch the difference in my writing style. But that makes perfect sense why that style would change. Or even the mood I'm in. Like, there's so much I want to get down on paper sometimes where it's like, all right, let me just jot this all down so it flies through and only I can read it. But when I take my time writing, when I do write something, there's a difference in that as well. And I know you guys can relate to that as well. Do those make sense to you guys in a weird way in the long run? All right, so I wrote two different writing shows together simultaneously, and I don't know how I did. Like, I went down one rabbit hole, wanted to just explain and go through and talk about one particular thing that I've experienced when I write on my own, and getting that spark where it's like, shit, am I the only one that has ever thought about this? Of course not. Am I the only one ballsy enough or lame enough to fucking pull this off on a show thinking it is interesting? If you guys played along, guess what? That's why I did it. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was cool. And at least if it was not cool, if it was not fun, if it was not interesting, guess what? You're 32 minutes into the podcast right now. And you're probably pulling your hair out right now because it's like, this motherfucker, I knew where it was going. But guess what? Those first 32 minutes, I got your mind off of the bullshit the world has to offer. All right. Again, you guys are fucking rad, awesome, dope. I love you guys. The fact that I do the Comic Syndicate, and to get no love for the Comic Syndicate because everyone, like 100% majority, granted, like 12 people, 15 people were like, dives, deep dives, the way you guys were putting it out. I loved the fuck out of just that. It's a great compliment. So even though Josias from the Comic Syndicate feels bad, the Josias from Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes is happy that he can let you deep dive and rabbit hole down that hole with him. All right, guys, subscribe to the Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes podcast. Under the Comic Syndicate in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, a podcast, Podchaser, Podbean, and Spotify. Anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Share this podcast more than anything. Again, two different podcasts that are companion pieces that work well together. And feel free now to let me know on this side, Josias, that was smooth the way you pulled it off, or that was lame. I knew where you were going, which a few of you guys caught it. But the fact that you guys still wanted more was awesome. And also let me know, again, I do have one more Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes written out, and I'm ready to run that. I just needed some time to write. So, yeah, I'm going back to work, guys. This, my pen and my paper, my composition notebooks. That's what I do. All right, guys, you guys are rad. I'll catch you guys when I catch you. Peace out.